Doing Right, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Ever see that arcade game for young children called Whack-A-Mole? A furry animal sticks its head out of a hole. The child hits it with a plastic hammer, but the animal immediately pops up out of another hole. It's something like that with stamp crooks on eBay. And from what I can tell, it happens in other collectibles too. A seller puts up a stamp that he's altered or calls it a more valuable stamp than it really is. He gets caught, he's banished from eBay, and pops right back up under another user ID and starts swindling again. The good news is that some of these crooks aren't too bright. They buy cheap stamps 1 week on eBay, and the next week they sell expensive varieties they've created. Or they use similar usernames. Or they don't allow returns for any reason. eBay doesn't make it easy to report these fraudsters, but there are some stamp collectors who make the effort. I'm glad they do. Because when people are cheated, they often blame the entire hobby. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and discussions about some of these scams, visit virtualstampclub.com.